Now, about Liam, obviously he had a very small part in the movie. He was just there at the beginning, really, and obviously it was even more than I expected, because in the book he's there for what, like one chapter, two chapters, I think. We don't even get to see that much of him, except the fact that Katniss thinks of him every once in a while. But I thought this was a good introduction. A lot of people just don't mention him because he wasn't in there all that much, but what was in there wasn't bad at all. I thought he felt very Gale most of the time, except the beginning, but I think that's not really him as much as the script. At the beginning when he chases off that deer Katniss was trying to shoot, and I'm like, Gale wouldn't do that, come on, that's like totally off that. I mean, I guess they meant it to instill some sort of camaraderie between them, like teasing each other and stuff. But I didn't like that bit. But other than that, it's like, seriously, I shouldn't even be talking about this, because all Liam had to do for me to be happy with him as Gale was just stand there. In fact, I think my favorite moment with Liam as Gale was when he walked through the door when he was going to say goodbye to Katniss. Like, not the actual goodbye scene, just him walking through the door. In fact, if you can see my post on LiveJournal, go now, I have a GIF file of him walking through the door. Just go and admire the absolute gorgeousness that is Liam Hemsworth as Gale Hawthorne walking through that door. Just go, do it now. Isn't it the most beautiful sight you've ever seen? Girls, I mean, come on, the man is hot. I have to say it, he's hot, and I love him, and all he needed was just to stand on screen, and I would have been happy. But you know what? The thing is, he didn't just stand on screen, he stood out to me. He felt very Gale. I wasn't expecting that, because, you know, in my head, Liam and Gale are kind of two different people, like, as far as I know from the interviews I've seen, they're very different. They have some similarities, but they're different in demeanor and everything. And I didn't think I would find him to be Gale like I did Joshua Beda. But, you know, there were moments, like, when he's with Katniss in the forest, and she tells him she doesn't want kids, and he tells her that he would if he didn't live in 12. That part, he sort of snaps at her, and I thought that was very Gale of him, because you could see the angry side of him, the side of him that just wanted to run away from everything and anything and everything. I thought that jumped out as very Gale to me. There's also the moment when he's saying goodbye to her, of course, and she says that only one tribute comes out, and he sort of grabs her by the nape of her neck and tries to smile at her and says, yeah, and it's gonna be you. Oh, melting on the chair in the theater both times. And this is saying a lot, because that clip had already been released like the previous week, and I had already seen it like 70,000 times, so I knew I was coming. But then in the theater, on the big screen, it was like, oh, heart, what are you doing, heart? Because it was so, you know, he just, the way he looks at her again, I have this thing with looks, you know, for both Josh and Liam as Pete and Gale, the way he looked at her in that moment, it was like, yes, this is my Gale. I know he's going to be amazing in the sequels. Like, I can't even wait to see him. And, you know, just little things, like, for example, when the Capitol is, when they're airing that, propaganda, little film before the reaping, and you can see the actual film, and then they cut to Gale, and he has this really angry expression on his face. It's like half a second, but he's just like, why the hell? am I even here? Like, why the hell am I listening to this crap? You can just see it in his face, and I thought, oh my god, that's Gale. That's it. And of course, not to mention the moments when he has to see what's going on with Peeta and Katniss on the screen and they show his reaction. It's funny because every time, like, when, you know, you think that such a thing would be really contrived. There's so many ways that showing a love triangle and obvious, making it obvious like that, would come off as cheesy. But I really don't think it did in this case, because we need to know how Gale feels. And, you know, it could have been very Twilight-ish, but it wasn't. It was fine. And I think, I really think people felt for him, because, you know, as much as they cheered when Katniss and Peeta kissed, right away they cut to Gale, and everybody's just like, aww, because it was so, his expression was so heartbreaking. And I think that's exactly what they needed to do, because it's not like people are going, haha, you loser. No, they really felt for Gale. And actually, it's a very telling reaction, because Panamanian audiences don't react that strongly to stuff, which I was actually going to comment on later when I get to my conclusion. But just the fact that they reacted to Gale, I mean, to both the kiss and Gale's reaction to it, I thought that was very telling, that they were really feeling emotionally involved in Gale's plight. So yeah, I think Liam did a great job as Gale. I have no qualms. Just the main trio was perfect. Like, all the cast was perfect, really. I'm going to talk about the adults just in a moment. But I think they could not have picked three better actors to represent these three characters, because they really are the heart and soul of the series. And, you know, for me it was just perfect. So I love trios in general. I love all kinds of trios, just trio dynamics, all kinds. I love them, and I really feel like these three, they're my babies. I love them, they're so close to my heart, especially now after watching the movie, that I could keep watching them forever.